Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yozayim, which deals with the Melacha of Tochen, and we're talking about taking medication. So now, just clarifying more on this topic. Let's say you have some type of a food which has medicinal properties, but people also eat it just for food. They eat it even if they're not feeling well. People consider it as a some type of a normal food or drink. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simchin Chav Ches in Sif Lamed Zayin says that all Oichel Mashkim Shem Michael Briim means people who are healthy eat these things. Mutter, even though this person is sick, and the reason why they're eating it is because they want to get the medicinal properties of the food or the drink. So they're doing it for refuah, but since the item is an item which is a normal food, it's eaten by people which are healthy. So a person is allowed to eat that or drink that. Mutalachim l'shtoysan, a person is allowed to eat that or drink that on Shabbos. Now he says, even though they're kashim ksas, lebriim, so a person who's totally healthy might avoid it because it has some side effects which are not good. Umuchamilsa the refuah of it filhachti shari. So people understand what the motivation is. People understand that it's a food. People look at it as a food. At the same time, people only tend to eat it if they're not feeling well. But it's still going to be mutter. But, however, if it's something which is the kol shena michael mashka briyim osur lochle lishtois l'refuah. But it's something which is not eaten by healthy people. It's only eaten by people which are sick. That's also to do. That's considered eating something for refuah. So there's no granting at all involved in this thing. You're talking about a food. So they asked you that as well. So we started out with dealing with a pill. Well, we're afraid you might come to grind the pill on Shabbos. Now we're saying even a food, which you don't have to grind at all. So we're not saying he's grinding it before Shabbos. He might grind it on Shabbos. He doesn't have to grind it at all. But we're afraid if we allow the person to do this, the person eventually will take pills on Shabbos, and eventually he will grind the pills, grind the elements to make the pills on Shabbos. So that's the fear. But the Mechaber says, this is all talking about a case, is mutter. This halacha doesn't apply to somebody who's fully healthy. It only applies to somebody who's not feeling well. But the Mo says, but if he's kol guf, he's mutter. If he's not for the mishkav, he's mutter. So we have a small window. If the person is truly ill, the whole body is feeling undermined by this illness, and the person wants to go to bed, etc., so he's allowed to take refuah. Person is totally healthy, they just happen to be popping this pill. For whatever reason, the Chazal didn't ask for that. But if the person is not feeling well, but they're not nafuk l'mishkav, it's aser. So what's the logic behind that? Chazal, again, we're afraid that a person will forget themselves and by mistake grind it on Shabbos. So something which a person has more of a need, there's more of a concern that a person will forget themselves. A person who has less of a need says, you know, let him have some of that stuff. He goes, and he has no pressure to eat it because he's healthy. He says, there's nothing left. Oh, you could grind some. He's not going to grind some. He doesn't want it that much. We're afraid he's going to make a mistake and forget that it's Shabbos. But for something the person wants, and therefore there's a concern they might make a mistake and forget that it's Shabbos, that's for Chazal Aser. So Chazal Aser only by what's called a Mechush Ba'alma. So the three madrigas, there's a person who's a Bori Gomer, there's a person who says enough on the Mishkav, and the two extremes, and then you have the person in the middle, who's a Mechush Ba'alma. So that's where the Gzeira of Chazal applies only specifically to that case. So it comes out a person who's fully healthy is allowed to take some types of pills on Shabbos, and that will not be a problem. We'll clarify some more about this, Beis Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.